WVT Fiber, this is Eve. May I help you?
Hey, Eve, it's Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Eve, I called Fred, or finally got an answer from Fred on something that I thought was dangling that we removed with that order that we did. He's telling me that that does have a number on it, that we what jumper was disconnected has a phone number. It's supposed to be 987-2113.
987-2113 for the one we took off and put on BIC 745, the XX1189.
Oh, I don't know where that is. I just know it was on, it was a different one that I removed off BIC 7, one of those BICs that we were supposed to use. Remember 1189 didn't make any sense because we took it off BIC 763 and we put it on 745?
Yeah, but the other BICs, according to that, was on their plant, was 1190. So were our records wrong?
I don't know. All
you
I
said
know
you
is
wait. You said 2113 was the number.
987-2113. Where does that belong?
Hang on. Let me see.
I mean, that could have been something I bumped into that somebody else disconnected a while ago, and I'm thinking it was us. Because I saw it flopping in the breeze, and I said, did I remove this? And it was
987-2113. That shows that was disconnected for non-pay as of January of this year.
Okay, so then that's what it was. It was flopped over. Somebody else reused the BIC.
Oh, I got scared. Yeah, no. That's not a working number. Uh-uh. They whacked them.
That's what happened then. It was removed. It was just a jumper laying there.
Yeah.
And it was near where we were working, and I traced it out to 925, and I asked Fred, and he says it's a worker, but it's not.
It is not. No. Uh-uh.
Okay, 987-2113.
987-2113, 43 Hickory Hill Road. Nope.
Okay, good. So I got another situation. I don't know how management didn't know this, but I was assigned an MBS for an install for 536 Warwick Turnpike. I went there. There was no fiber to the house. I contacted my manager, Rob, and I let him know. And then he said that he didn't know why I was on that because I'm not scheduled to be there, that Will was going to be there. So the fiber wasn't run. Apparently, they got a hold of somebody to get the fiber run. The fiber's to the house, but the customer has contact with me. Will showed up, but the fiber wasn't there, so Will left. He said he would be back. I just contacted the customer. They said there's no Will. He's not in sight. I'm wondering if they said tomorrow morning for me to come back would be fine. What do I look like tomorrow morning?
Oh, you're not going to like what I'm about to tell you either. Tom?
I'm here. I was just bracing myself.
Well, currently I wrote up the work for you. In iView, you have a phone and a 30 meg AM in Jersey. And then you had an MBS AM in Jersey. I just got an email after I wrote up the work that says that Barry will be out the rest of the week. Barry has an AM and a PM that will need to be reabsorbed. Just letting you know. Do not know who's doing it. More than likely because you have two AMs that Pete's going to get his AM and one of you guys is going to get his PM.
What's Barry, sick or is he on vacation?
I have no idea. I have no idea. I just got the email. And also, what was the address?
536 Warwick Turnpike, which was for Jacobs, and it was on the – I sent the information to Rob to prove that I'm not crazy. I had it in MBS, and I also had it on the work.
Because it's not on the calendar for today or tomorrow.
What, Jacob?
Jacob, let me see if somebody did it. J-A-C-O-B? Hang on a second. And you said where was it again? I'm sorry, Tom.
It's in Hewitt.
Warwick Turnpike?
Yeah, and it's on yesterday. It was on today's work.
Okay, yeah, well. Gail Jacob. Hold on. No, hold on. It's for Gail Jacob. Let me just see if there's any information. Oh, for the love of God.
I know.
No, it says it was to be for Will today at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Well, I can show you it was on yesterday's work. I don't know.
Well, I'm trying to look. Gail called to reschedule. Received email from us that it's time. Scheduled for 11:13 in the a.m. slot. That was Kim on the 4th. No other comments that I see. Don't ask me where the hell the order is. I don't know.
Well, when Keith put the work out yesterday, it's right there on the work for today.
I deleted all the emails. I really wouldn't know. Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with you, but it's not there now.
It's just weird. But anyway, I had it on the work for yesterday, and I also had it in MBS. So I don't know who assigns MBS, but it was there. So tag on it, trying to figure this customer out because Will disappeared on him. I'm going to have to ask Rob or Marie to make sure that Will can go back, that they're ready for the inside.
Yeah, he's going to have to because we got a mess on our own side.
I see that. Are you working till 4:30?
Nope, I'm here till 6.
Oh, okay, good. And I got Karen again. I was doing an upgrade, and all I wanted to know is if they provisioned the port. Well, they didn't, but when she did go to provision it, my one friggin' VIX was only syncing up at like 28 megs or something, and it's supposed to be at 40. I'm like, every time I deal with Karen, I told her, you're always chock full of good news, aren't you?
Oh, boy.
Every time.
So that upper person, you may need to have two new ports because they're getting phone as well. The one for tomorrow you're talking about, right? Because it's phone and a dual bond.
No, I was talking about today's. I had an upgrade.
Oh, okay.
It was because the one wasn't, it's like, all I wanted to do was see if it was synced, and I find out that one port was screwed.
So you're saying you might have to go back because it looks shitty?
Mm-hmm. I told him, and he was good. I ran him a new home run into an area that he was working, and I tried to double it up on dial tone, gave him a filter for his phone, but it was still shitty because it's tied in to whatever's causing a problem, and it doesn't show it why there'd be a problem. But obviously, we gave him a dry pair for a reason.
Uh-huh.
You remember we had a dry pair and a dial tone?
When, today?
On the move we made, remember?
Yeah, right.
The dial tone was working on one pair, and the DSO was working on another. I said, these both pairs are already workers. And now we're adding to the dial tone pair, and that dial tone pair makes sense now why it wasn't being used for DSL. Because there's a problem inside the house.
Oh.
So when I went afraid, I couldn't reuse that with just putting a filter on because that problem is still there. I ran the guy a home run, but I got him up to over 50 megs on a speed test, which is about 60 probably to his router, but it's not the 75. So I'm just saying that we may have to revisit that. I did all the heavy lifting today, but I may have to tidy it up by doing some more. He said he was cool with it. Now it's okay. He understood. But just the way
right.
know, 50,
50 I don't know minutes. What we're going to do. I got, I'm back down to two guys again.
I know.
You should see what Friday looks like. You'd cry if you could see what Friday's going to look like.
I just don't understand, like, whatever. I know. I was very anxious today. I can tell you that much. I'm trying to accommodate for these people.
You should see, unless something changes on Friday, just the amount of installs, 11, and you got four of them for Friday. I'm not trying to freak you out. It can be given to Pete, who only has one, but I don't know because I think Pete is doing like special underground stuff. I'm supposed to treat him like he's not here unless I hear otherwise, which I'm sure I'm going to hear otherwise.
Right.
Because Barry's got an
Well,
AM order that needs to be reabsorbed as well. The same exact time Pete is, 9 o'clock Friday morning.
okay.
I don't know what we're going to do.
I don't know either, but like you were telling me stuff I have for tomorrow, I'm just like, should I be writing this down or just wait till tomorrow and I'll tackle it? You said,
let's wait till tomorrow.
What's my first one in the morning? Is that the upper one you were telling me?
Hang on a second. Well, the one on our side is an AM, yes, but you also have yours. Yeah, it's going to be our side. It's going to be the one in upper first. That's an AM because your AM and MDS is 10 o'clock.
Okay. So the one in upper
would be first.
Is it at a host office or is it, where is it?
Hang on a second.
I'm just trying to get a jump and beat up.
No,
there
no,
by
23377. I gotcha. 23377. Hold on. It is Seton.
C? Oh, Clinton.
Clinton, yeah, Seton. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Okay, well, I'll be there by 8 o'clock and getting the jumpers run. Do we have fixes and all that?
I told
ready?
Yeah, everything is ready. I told Karen, I come in at 9:30. Everybody's got an AM. Do not worry about giving them trouble tickets. I will do it when I get in and assess the situation. The last thing you guys need is to be bombarded with anytime trouble tickets on top of all the shit you're doing. And it's only me and her, and she's the 8 o'clock girl. So you just need to deal with your installs until I get in at 9 and see what the troubles look like, and then we're going to go from there.
So the Clinton Road one is just dual bond, brand new
and
service.
Phone. Mm-hmm.
And
correct.
Phone.
Phone, yes.
So you'll be in at 8?
No, I will be in, I'll be in at 9:30. I'm the late girl this week.
But there are two Bixes assigned.
Let me just
order.
See. Let me see if it's the same cable pair and all that good shit. Yeah, it's going to be the same cable pair. So it's going to be, yeah, let me just see something. Hang on a second. How can that be dual bond? Oh, my God. I didn't do this order. Oh, my God. Yeah, two separate cable pairs, two separate Bixes, but, you know, the phone and the internet is going to share one. Are you with me?
Right.
Can you hear me? Yeah.
Yeah, I just saw something else. Now Marie's asking if we can stay to finish an install on Way, Way Under Road.
For today?
Yeah.
MBS?
Probably.
Hang on. Let me see. We're flipping all over the place. Way Weonda. Oh, that was Pete Luciano's order after one. 34 Way Weonda.
Nobody got to it. She's asking now.
I don't know this. This I do not know.
Well, he's supposed to be here till 6, so.
I don't know what's going on with him either. I don't know what happened.
I don't know. So, I know. He was supposed to be on vacation this week. He volunteered to come in, and then he's, with the exception, he doesn't want to work service orders.
But is he still here till 6? I'm so confused.
I would think.
That's what I thought.
So, new phone and 30 meg dual bond. So when you come in at 9:30, you're going to run that number in for me going back to the service order?
I'll run it in right now if you want.
Yeah, if you can, that way it'll be there.
Yeah, I'll make it hit the interface. Wait, whoa. Somebody already made it hit the interface. Let me double check in the meta. 7106. Hold on.
And I have both fixes for that. This is just fucking crazy.
Yes, it's already run in the meta. It's already run in the meta, so that's good. And that one is going to be, hold on, let me verify the Bix that the phone is on. 29. Hang on. It is going to be on BIC 730 for the phone, and it is in the meta on that.
Let me just look. BIC 730.
730, correct.
How come I can't see?
I don't think they did the fucking path trace either. What the hell is going on here? Christ, I'm gone for a few days and the whole place turns to shit. It doesn't say it's even grouped. I gotta fix this order.
BIC 730, dial tone on BIC 730. Okay.
Which is cable
JJ.
pair 223.
And that's JJ223. Okay.
JJ223. And I gotta fix the rest of the order to make it be grouped and all that good stuff, okay? Fuck.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, we know the answer is to this other thing, and now she's looking for somebody to finish a different way on to Road 1, even though we don't know what the status with these people are over to Warwick Turnpike, because Will left them hanging. He was supposed to come back. I said, well, did you get his phone number so you can call him and ask? And she said, no, we didn't get his phone number. So she's got my phone number.
I don't know.
Well, what is friggin' Pete doing? He can do that way on that Road 1.
I don't, nobody told me anything. I know Marie just walked back in the building. That's all I know. Do you
So
want to know the dry pair Bix? On the other order, just so you have it written down, you don't have to go crazy.
it's BIC 730.
That's
Dial.
for the phone. And that is on JJ223. Okay? The dry pair is 224 on BIC 731.
All righty. Very good.
All right. Holy hell. I don't know how I'm going to fix this service order. All right, but that's all I got for now.
All right. Thank you, Eve.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye. Hey, wait, are you going to let me know who's staying? Well, shit, it's only you and Pete.
Either Pete or I, I'm waiting for him to answer.
All right, well, you tell, well, either way, would you just let me know what's going on, please?
I will. I don't know myself what's going on because these people are going to wait for an answer from me on when their Warwick Turnpike job can be completed. I don't know what Will was doing. The fiber wasn't run. She said the fiber is run, but I don't know if it's even hot to the house
Why don't
yet.
we just ask him tomorrow in the morning instead of trying to figure it out now? She knows we're not coming back tonight.
Yeah, but
Right?
somebody she. And expects to, her husband's going to be home all day tomorrow, so she's going to need somebody tomorrow sometime.
Maybe you can text her and say, we'll get back to you in the morning once we know a better time so as not to hold you up. Bullshitter.
All right. That sounds like a good idea. Okay.
Hey, Tom, I'm a pro at it, okay? Oh, God.
I hear you. I know.
All right.
All right. Yeah.
All right,
Thank you.
I'm gonna fix your upper order. You're welcome, Tom.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.